Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kim Sines with the Hunt Regional Emergency Care Center in Commerce. And Kim, good morning. I'm glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Been wanting to have you on for a while since the new place opened. Did I say the name of the facility right?
It is Hunt Regional Emergency Medical Center at Commerce.
Okay, and your title is?
I'm the Emergency Department Director.
Okay, very good. But this is the new facility that's on Highway 24 as you come into town. I know a lot of people in Commerce are excited about it. And one great thing about it, Kim, is that it's right there as you come into town. You cannot miss it.
Yes. Right? Yes, we couldn't ask for a better location. We're so very thankful to the people of Commerce that supported us to help get this initiative started. We really appreciate the college supporting us with the land. We could not ask for a better place for our facility. Very thankful.
And the old facility was a nice building and everything, but so hard to find for many people.
I think that we still hear people that come into the new facility that say, oh, we didn't even realize there was a hospital before.
Right, so. Right. What are you hearing from people who have come in? Are they excited to have the facility?
I've heard very positive comments, and out in the public, I usually wear scrubs, and I have had nothing but just appreciative remarks from people. So we're very, very happy with the way things are going.
Now, you're seeing a lot of people, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Our census has gone up about 30% on average, and our outpatient census has increased. So it seems like that we're serving the community, and that's what we're here for.
The people coming to see you has increased from the old facility is what you're referring to.
It has. The number that we started with there has gone up significantly. Our average is about 26 a day now, which in the older facility, it was about 16. So
yeah.
We've actually reached more people in the community and had some new patients coming in to see us.
Yeah. What are the typical things then that you're seeing that are coming into the hospital?
We have a five-tier system that we triage patients, and three being your middle type emergency situation. And so that would be your abdominal pain, shortness of breath type situation. And so we have numbers that we characterize those. And so we're pretty much even. We have an even number of people who just need a minor prescription up to patients who require acute life supporting treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty well balanced.
And as we were talking before we got started here, you're really kind of putting a lot of effort into and a lot of attention on heart attacks and strokes.
Correct. That is a very key population that we want to treat and treat very effectively. The time goals that we have are indicated by the CMS, which is our governing body. And so people who present with what we call a STEMI, that would be a heart attack in general terms, we want to get those patients out of our department and treated appropriately within 30 minutes. So we've worked on our processes a lot since we've been there to try to improve our timeliness and get the patient to the tertiary care center, the cath lab, where they need to be.
We're talking with Kim Sines, who's the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Care Center in Commerce, which opened just about a month or so ago. And to go back to a moment to the people who are coming in to the facility, you're seeing some folks coming to you now who might have otherwise gone to Greenville in the past.
Correct. We do a zip code survey to kind of see the populations that we're serving, to see if there's any areas that we need to do education on our services. And we've seen an increase in the patients coming from the Campbell area as well as from Wolf City. So those are basically two destinations that would be pretty close to even from Commerce to the Greenville area.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen an increase in those numbers, and which means that we are getting out to the public and serving these communities. And as we did discuss, the Greenville ER serves about 53,000 patients a year.
Wow.
So it's a lot busier than people realize. And so some of the goal, along with the emergent care that we provide here, was to take some of the workload and the stress off the Greenville ER.
Now, there's another facility very similar to this one that's coming into Quinlan.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
It will basically be the same setup as the Commerce facility minus the community room and the extra shell space. So it will be opening. We're a little delayed because of the rain. A significant amount of rain has delayed us. So we're looking at probably around the first of the year to open the Quinlan facility.
That makes a lot of sense. You have a facility on the north side of the county, and then one on the south end of the county, and then the big hospital right in the center.
Correct.
Makes a lot of sense. Kim, and you've been with the hospital district for a long time yourself, huh?
25 years. I was just out of nursing school when I started, so this is basically the only job that I've had, and quarter of a century I've been there.
Well, that makes us all feel very good. Kim Sines, thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Kim Sines with the Hunt Regional Emergency Care Center in Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.